Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Listen to Shoot the Defense. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Welcome to Shoot the Defense on FNX. I'm your host, Stel, and joining me is Bulgaria's best FIFA pro player. It's Ivan Churov, also known as Nightwatch 96. Ivan, welcome to the show, buddy. How you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. Thanks for having me. Hello to everyone who's listening.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure having you on, mate. I've been following your gaming and following your stats, and you're ready for FIFA 19.
Oh yeah, definitely. The game on Xbox has been out for less than, 48 hours? I already have, let's say, 60-ish games, so... Ready is an understatement.
Okay, brilliant. Well, look, first of all, I'd just like to congratulate you on finishing third in the Gfinity Elite Series and winning the Gfinity Top 10 Duel. Now, for the benefit of our listeners, how does this competition actually work?
Well, a quick note, fourth, because I was too quick with my tweet. No, it is my fault. But the competition, the Gfinity Series, it was a series of tournaments, 4, 5, 6 weeks, I think. 4 per week, and the better you place in the tournaments, the more points you get, and at the end, the top 30 get drafted for the Elite Series, and yeah, I was first for 4 weeks in a row, but circumstances, I couldn't keep the first place, but I'm satisfied with top 5.
Great stuff, wonderful. Well, look, let's go all the way back to when you first started playing at LAN events, because as I understand, you had about 2 or 3 years experience in these competitions by the time FIFA 17 had been released.
Well, I wouldn't say experience per se, because the LAN events, quote unquote, weren't so big to be called specifically LAN events. Well, the level wasn't that big, because in Bulgaria, the esports scene is not that big as in other countries. But the first FIFA I've played Ultimate Team was FIFA 15 and 16 on computer, on PC. And I moved on FIFA 17 on Xbox. So you could say that's my first kind of competitive year. And but LAN events and Bulgaria tournaments have been held since FIFA 16, from what I can remember. Well, the ones I've been going to. Mm-hmm. So by now I have some sort of experience, but... It's one thing to go to LAN events here in Bulgaria, and another thing to go at events in Barcelona, Amsterdam, etc.
Mm. So obviously the level of or skill level isn't as good in Bulgaria as it is in Europe. The rest of
Europe, of course. Well, it's normal. It's here. Esports is not a top priority as of yet. Although this year there's a massive step towards a gaming league, including FIFA. So that could help a lot. But, there are a few good players. I would say 5 or 10 good players that can beat me on any given day. So, I would say the level on average is not that high.
You're a free agent at the moment. Has any team come in for you?
Yeah, I was talking with a few teams, mm-hmm. but nothing is sure as of yet. And I think I'm going to wait out until the draft of the Elite Series to see what goes on there, and decide from there if I'm happy with the pick from the Elite Series, or if I'm going to join another team, or if I'm just going to be a free agent, because I don't mind. I don't want to rush into it. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind being a free agent this season or the next few months.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of very good esports teams out there at the moment, and you know, we've heard about the way that certain teams in the Far East treat their players, especially the younger ones. I mean, you're still young yourself, so you want to make that right decision for you for your future, because let's be 100% honest, there is a lot of money to be made and you can make a career out of esports.
Yeah, of course. You can make a career out of it. Right now, this is not my top priority because right now I'm focused on studies and just my education in general. It's a nice side job or hobby to have, although with my passion and dedication, it's more of a job than almost anyone in the community. But I think I'm more focused right now on my education, and I'm not looking at FIFA as a job, more as a hobby for which I'm really, really passionate about. And since I'm a very competitive player, you can be 100% sure that I'm always going to give my best.
Absolutely. Well, look, tell me about the eCobba tournaments you've competed in and the kind of players who actually entered the competition.
Well, the eCobba, well, last year, the eCobba 2017 was more of a Bulgaria-only tournament, so it wasn't anything official worldwide or European-wise. And it was still a nice prize, a trip for to Gamescom, so I got to go to Gamescom and play FIFA 18 early, etc. But FIFA 18 eCopa was where they really made a breakthrough. So surprising to me, only five countries or six were participating worldwide in the eCopa that had a playoff spot up for grabs at the final event. So the qualifications were in Bulgaria. First each city had a qualification, then the LAN finals, which were live. So players from all across the country had the same opportunity to participate. And it was on Ultimate Team, which is also something new for Bulgaria, which is a step in the right direction. Although it wasn't fair towards some of the players, but that's neither here nor there. And the winner from Bulgaria and the other countries faced off in Amsterdam to decide who gets the playoff spot. And I was lucky enough to have Maestro and Aga already qualified for PlayStation, and I did top the group, so I already had the playoff spot in the bag before the final, which I eventually lost to Maestro, but it was deserved.
Fair enough. Now, I know you weren't a fan of FIFA 17. Was FIFA 18 any better in your opinion?
I wasn't a fan of neither 17 or 18, but I was not that good on 17. I had hit only one top 100 monthly on 17, and that was the last month, when basically nobody's playing. And on 18, I started pretty well with a few big wins that gave me the confidence. And although I didn't like the game, well, at the beginning I did. Then the patches came out, etc., etc. We all know the story. But eventually, you just get used to it. I mean, one thing I've learned from last year is, as much as things aren't good, or the game has glitches, or the game isn't good enough, you either get used to it or just don't succeed. And that's a lesson I've learned last year, the hard way. And this year I'm already seeing how that helps me, because there are things in FIFA 19 that I don't like. But you either ignore them and get used to them, or you just won't succeed. And you abuse them yourself. That's how a game works. And sadly, this is a simulation of a real life sport, so randomness is bound to happen, so you kind of get used to it. But definitely better than 18 so far. We'll see how this opinion transforms over time. But I wasn't a fan of 18, but even less of 17, so if that's anything to go by, 19 should be even better than 18. So step by step, we're gonna get a perfect game someday.
Hopefully. Well, look, I know you've questioned the lack of consistency in FIFA 18. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, look, honestly, except maybe 10, okay, 5 pros, so to say, who have more games than me on FIFA 18 that I've seen that are top, top level, I don't think anyone has as much time invested in the game as I have from a competitive point of view. And that's not even my job. And in any other esport, the time I have invested in the game, you would learn every in-game mechanic, the ins and outs, the secrets, any advantage that you would have over an opponent who hasn't studied or invested as much time as you have. But FIFA, since the game is, as I said, a simulation of of football, it has this randomness, this so-called RNG in the game that determines whether a ball goes your way or not. And in 10 different scenarios, you can do the same thing 10 times and have 10 different results. Mm. And that, for me personally, is not acceptable in something that should be an esport, that should be as skill-based as possible.
Yeah.
And I know that's hard to achieve. It's hard to please casuals and pros, and I know this game is not catered for pros. But from my point of view, it's frustrating. But as I said, so far, I've seen improvements in some aspects that were bad last year. There are some things still needed to improve, but you can't have a perfect game overnight.
Of course. The funny thing is, I've seen lots of screenshots from people over the past couple of years with FIFA, you know, them playing online, having 36 shots on goal, no goal scored, and their opponent having two, them scoring one. It can be really annoying.
I've already had that twice this year on FIFA 19 in 60 games in 2 days. But, I mean, these things are bound to happen. But the thing is that this year, you can blame yourself a bit more because it's down to finishing. If you have mastered finishing as well as the game allows you to, be that perfect shot and the timed finishing, the new addition, then the chance of you not scoring from 10 shots are close to zero. Whereas last year, you can do the perfect shot 10 times in a row and have the goalkeeper save them or the AI block.
Right.
Whereas this year, it's in your hands to move your goalkeeper to stop your opponent from scoring, and it's in your hands the different types of finishing and the timed finishing, etc., for you to score. So even though I've had, as I said, a couple of losses where I've had a lot more chances than my opponent, like clear-cut chances, I know it's partially my fault for not being able to finish. And whereas last year you could say, oh, learn to finish, ironically, and you know very well that the goalkeeper of the opponent was just having a very good game, this year it's really learn to finish. It's down to you. So that's what I like. It has some sort of skill. It has some reward for players who invest their time into the game.
Mm, absolutely. Well, I spoke to Kurt, who told me that there are many pros who keep possession for over 70 minutes of a game, which is not only frustrating, but also a time-wasting tactic. What's your take on this?
Yeah, well, I'm a fan of football in general. That's why I'm in love with FIFA, so to say. And I'm a fan of attacking football. Mm. If you watch me during tournaments or games, you would know I'm a skiller, I'm an attacking player. I'm kind of the B-Tech, maybe C-Tech version of Guerrilla, because we have similar play styles from what I've seen from him. He attacks a lot. His defense is a bit iffy compared to other pros. He doesn't count on possession. Like, he can score 5 goals with 30% possession. I find that I'm similar to that. Of course, not to his level, but that's the play style I have. And for me, of course, I faced a lot of opponents who play possession. And for me, this is not only, especially last year, it didn't require any skill because pressuring was almost impossible. It's also boring. And honestly, for me, a game, although it's competitive and it's some people's jobs, it has to be fun. And honestly, I can't enjoy playing a game against someone who has 70% possession, has more passes between their wingbacks than I have between my whole team. For me, it's just not fun, and I don't enjoy that. And this year, it's harder to do from what I've seen. So this is another reason why there's a skill gap, because you can't just pass it around and have your opponent not being able to do anything about it. So it's annoying. The possession thing for me is very annoying. Last year, it didn't require skill. And yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it. I have, of course, who hasn't? Time wasted to keep a lead in a important game, but it's not my go-to tactic.
Yeah, because I saw you retweeting something from Nero about the possession play, and he showed 3 videos. It's the same match, but you know, his opponent kept the ball from the 52nd minute through to the 90th minute, and I can understand how frustrating that is, because I've seen in other competitions, you know, cross-field balls, and you can't chase the ball down, and they just keep it to the central defenders, back to the goalkeeper and whatnot, and the pressing just didn't seem to work as well as people wanted to.
Yeah, that's that. First of all, it shouldn't be allowed, which it isn't, but you can always play in a way that you can always say, hey, look, I'm attacking, I'm not wasting time. And secondly, it shouldn't be possible, let alone like allowed. It shouldn't be possible to do what was possible last year. And, well, this year it's not possible. This year you cannot, well, you must be really, really good in order to do so. For example, last year in Amsterdam, at the event, my second game, the first half, I touched the ball once. My opponent had kickoff. I then touched the ball in the 22nd minute, had it for 4 or 5 minutes, lost possession, and didn't get it until halftime. And that should not be possible. That should, and I was trying to get it back. That's the point. I was defending because safety was a priority, but I was trying to get it back. It's not like I was parking the bus and waiting for my opponent. That's the thing I'm most happy about, that 18 is over and that you don't have this style of play being the most effective. And, well, we'll see this year what's the most effective way to play, but for now it doesn't look like this is going to be possible.
Okay. Well, I know you were one of the top 64 players at the FUT Champions Cup in Barcelona, but what would you say is your biggest achievement so far as a pro player?
Oh, my biggest achievement was definitely the top 32 spot in Amsterdam. This year, I told myself that in Bulgaria, I have to be the best player, or else there's no hope for me to achieve anything European or worldwide, like in online competitions and events. And I'm happy that I managed to keep this consistency at home. So to be the, well, if not the top player, one of the best two or three players in the last 3 years, definitely. And I'm proud of this, but I'm most proud of how from FIFA 17, where I was absolutely nobody online, I managed to qualify for the first big event on Xbox, although I didn't perform that well, but it was my first event. And from there, after failing to qualify for the grand finals in Amsterdam, I managed to do so on my less preferred console, and I was even one step from the grand finals in London. But everything, one step at a time. That's definitely my proudest achievement, making Amsterdam and getting out of the groups and being so close to London.
Now, I know you've given FIFA 19 a try. You've got it. What do you make of the game, and have you set yourself any goals for the next few months from, I don't know, a competitive standpoint?
The game, as I said, it's been 48 hours. I have 65-ish games. I like the game so far. I'm getting used to it. You can't really say if it's better or worse because I haven't played it enough, let alone in a competitive environment. But from what I see, it has its issues, of course, but it takes skill. You can't just be good just because you were good last year. It's a different game, and personally, I enjoy it. And while my goals, of course, are to qualify for the first event, and generally this year, my goals are, well, this will sound cocky or over my head, but my realistic goal is to win an event, because I've set my mind to it this year. I have the experience from last year. I have the motivation for myself being a very competitive player. And I will learn the ins and outs of this game. And I will do my best to be as successful as I can this year.
I admire your confidence. That's very good. That's very good.
I would say confidence, not cockiness.
No, of course not.
I'm trying to be realistic, but I'm also putting the work needed for me to get to that level.
Exactly. Right, let's move on to club football and the team you support, CSKA Sofia. I know it's been a good season so far, second in the table, 3 points behind rivals Levski Sofia with a game in hand and a much, much better goal difference. Do you think either club can actually stop Ludogorets from winning the title again?
Well, this year it seems, based on the start of the competition, that they can. Both teams are playing well, but it's been the same case in a few of last 4, 5, 6 years where one of the teams has a head start over Ludogorets and they still managed to come back one way or another. They even had, in the last 6 years, I believe, two of the titles they won in the last day. One of them was against us in a direct game for the title, and one of them was against, Levski drew their last game, and Ludogorets won, and they became champions. So they always find a way to come back. and they have the experience. Yesterday they played against Bayer Leverkusen. They were 2-0 up, ended up losing 3-2, but they're definitely a very capable team, and it's going to be very hard to stop them.
Well, you've got Kirill Despodov, who's actually been in fine form this season, scoring 4 goals in 6 games. He's only 21, he's got a long career ahead. Do you see him moving to one of Europe's biggest leagues anytime soon?
Yeah, he's been playing very well as of late, especially in the qualifiers, well, in the Nations Cup, I believe it's in English. He played very well in both games. He's really impressive. He's grown a lot in the last 12 months. And definitely, if he keeps his consistency and the way he's playing, is injury-free, he could go to a big league and a decent club and hope to not be on the bench, as that's what happens with most players who leave Bulgaria. They go to a foreign league but get stuck on the bench and don't get given a chance and get their careers or a few months wasted. So I hope that doesn't happen to him.
Well, we've seen a lot of Bulgarian players leave, you know, Bulgaria to enter Europe. We've seen Stoichkov, we've seen Dimitar Berbatov. But then there have been other, you know, players like Valery Bodjanov. They was quite unlucky with injury at Man City. He could have gone on to do great things, couldn't he?
Yeah, he definitely had the talent to become a very, very, very good player. But with him, it was also a problem of attitude. Because he was in Juventus, he was in Manchester City, he was in Sporting Lisbon. And this, you can't be in those clubs without having qualities, without being a talent. But he has an issue with his attitude, in my opinion, and that's a part of a reason why he didn't succeed, along with injuries. He could have become a good player, not Berbatov or Stoichkov level, but it was a mix of attitude and lack of luck with injuries that stopped him from becoming a very good player.
Absolutely. Now, another player who's really started the season well is summer signing Roque Junior Marides. Are you surprised at how quickly he settled?
Well, surprised at how he settled, yes, but it's obvious that he has the capabilities. He's a talent. He plays very, very well. He's confident, and he is levels above a lot of, well, most players in the league. And after we had our main striker, our star, move to the Chinese league, who was bagging goals for fun, I wasn't really sure that we would find a replacement for him, but Marides seems to be even better because he doesn't have this attitude problem, and he's determined always to win and to always play to the best of his abilities. Always drops back, always runs 90 minutes. You won't ever see him being lazy. So I'm surprised at how well he's playing and who found him in order to bring him here, but I'm happy.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about Edwin Gizai. As I understand, Wolves are actually interested in signing him.
Yeah, well, he's obviously a very good player. I mean, the team is performing very well from the beginning of the season. So if the team is in general performing very well, you will have individual players who will attract interest. For example, as you said, Despotov or Marides or Edwin Jesse. So obviously we have a core of 3 good players, 4 maybe. Thiago in the midfield is also pretty key. But Despotov and Marides are the best 2 players in the team. And then you have Jesse and Thiago, who are also very vital in the build-up and in the performance of the team in general.
Well, it's an interesting season so far. As I said, only 8 or 9 games in, long way to go. But I wish your team the best of luck because, you know, it's not nice to see one team winning the title week in, week out, season in, season out, sorry. So, you know, I wish you guys the best of luck. And Ivan, thank you ever so much for your time, for appearing on the show. Really, really appreciate it. I wish you the best of luck for FIFA 19 because, you know, if you continue to practice and show that confidence and enthusiasm, I'm pretty sure you will achieve your targets.
Thank you. Well, I hope so. I mean, that's why I'm putting all the work, the hours, the free hours, because it's not my job yet. But yeah, I mean, I hope to succeed. Thanks for the nice words. Thanks for having me. And have a good one.
Not a problem. Well, before I let you go, would you like to tell us your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is night_watch_96. And my name is Ivan, as you will see.
Excellent. And you have a Facebook page as well, which I found.
Yeah, I have a Facebook page, but that's mostly for my Bulgarian followers.
Okay, great stuff, great stuff. Well, guys, hope you enjoyed the interview. We're on Twitter at Shoot the Defence. We have a Facebook group page, so please feel free to get involved. And yeah, we'll be back very soon. Until next time, take care.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.